Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert with the pre-opening commodity market report. In for Dave Dickey this morning. In the news this morning, cash cattle trading may be done for the week with the possible exception of a few scattered sales following what is generally light trading across the plains. The majority of the action in the cash markets for the week occurred in the northern regions, where around 26,000 head traded in Nebraska and around 8,500 head changed ownership in Iowa and southern Minnesota. Sales on the negotiated cash basis in Texas and Kansas combined have so far amounted to just over $7,000 head, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The cash hog markets today are predicted to be mostly flat to weaker in a few locations with light volume trading. Pork processors are rapidly filling their slaughter schedules for next week, since producers have hogs that need to be shipped right away and openings for deliveries to the plants for the week ahead are limited, according to livestock dealers. Packers could probably take the market even lower, but they know producers are losing money at current prices and the plants are turning a profit on processing the animals, according to dealers, so the buyers are paying near steady prices. In addition, many packers produce some of the hogs they process and may not want the market to decline any further. Price of oil inched up closer to $93 a barrel today after a big slide the day before as the financial crisis in Cyprus kept traders on edge. By early afternoon in Europe, benchmark oil for May delivery was up 35 cents to $92.81 a barrel. In electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange, the contract shed 1% yesterday, falling 105 to finish at 92.45. The European Central Bank has threatened to end emergency support of Cyprus's banks next week unless leaders there can secure more funding. Cyprus must raise about 5.8 billion euros by Monday to avoid bankruptcy. Looking at the Dow at this hour, it's 14,469.70. That's up 48. The NASDAQ, 32,32.18. That's 10 points. And the S&P 500, 15,50.87, up 5.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
In a few minutes, we'll get a look at the markets with Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Right now, a look at weather for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the lower Midwest, portions of the Delta, and the southeastern states will be quite a bit colder than usual as we move forward through the next 5 days. The temperatures today in the forecast are actually a little bit colder for the southeastern states and the lower Delta than they were yesterday, and the prospects for a little bit of soft wheat damage in those areas is a little bit higher today. But for the lower Midwest, it doesn't look any different than it did yesterday. It still looks like most of that region, as well as the central U.S. plains, will likely encounter enough snowfall over the coming weekend that will likely protect most of the soft wheat, and even for that matter, the hard red wheat in the central plains, from any crop damaging conditions. Now, it will be cold across some of these areas, colder than normal. Now, just to the south of the snowfield from northern Texas over to the parts of the Delta and into the interior sections of the southeast, the temperatures will be quite chilly without the snow on the ground, and those areas may be vulnerable to a little bit of damage, but at this point it's really hard to say whether or not there's going to be much of significance. These are minor producing areas for wheat, and certainly if you're a producer in those areas, it's an important occurrence, but I think relative to the nation's overall production, it's not going to be that big of a deal. The temperature forecast will continue to be one of cooler bias through a big part of the 2 weeks coming up, but a short-term bout of warming will occur in the second half of next week ahead of the next major storm system to impact the region. That major storm system will occur in the last days of March and the first day or two of April and will impact a very large percentage of the U.S. plains and the Midwest as well as the Delta and southeastern states. General soakings of rain may occur with this event, along with a risk of severe thunderstorms and possibly some local flooding as well as some snow in the north. Now, before we get to that event, the near-term forecast is also somewhat wet with a storm system coming up here for this weekend. Beginning tonight and continuing into Saturday across the central plains, a significant snow and rain event will likely take place, and that system will work its way right through the heart of the Midwest as we move on deeper into the weekend. The amount of precipitation that occurs in the Midwest from the storm will probably run from 3 to 9 tenths of an inch, and there'll be some local totals maybe as high as an inch and a half. We'll look for snow accumulations to probably run from 2 to 6 and some local amounts as high as 11 inches with this event. And a close monitoring of the storm system is going to be warranted. Now, those heavier amounts will probably be very localized. The majority of the snow will be a little bit lighter than that, but nevertheless, it'll be a significant event, especially for travel across the region and for some of the newborn cattle in some areas. Especially concerns are high out there in the Central Plains, where it is calving season, and the newborns will be certainly threatened by this weather. The temperature forecast across the majority of the Midwest is still colder than normal, obviously. We'll likely see the temperatures staying notably below average. The biggest anomalies this weekend are going to be in the plains, but as we move into early next week, the cold anomalies will be right over the heart of the Midwest. Our high temperatures today will be running mostly in the 30s with a few 20s in the northwest, and then we'll see some 40s across the south from Kansas over to parts of southern Indiana and Kentucky. High temperatures as we move on into Saturday afternoon will be a little bit warmer in the lower eastern Midwest with some 50s and maybe even temperatures pushing up close to 60 degrees south of the Ohio River. Everybody else, though, will still be looking at 30-degree highs. Sunday's highs will be 30s as well with some 40s in the Ohio River Valley. And then at low temperatures at night over these next few nights are going to be running mostly in the teens and 20s. We will see a bit of a warm-up, though, on Sunday and Monday, where low temperatures in the southeastern part of the Midwest will likely get into the 30s and maybe even touch upon 40 degrees real briefly. But then the cold air comes in behind that storm system next week, and we'll likely see the temperatures well below average Monday through Wednesday and a slow recovery in the second half of the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And in the live electronic trade this morning from Kansas City, May winter wheat 758 and a half, that's down 2. July 763, down 2 and a quarter. May wheat in Chicago is 725, down 3 and 3 quarters. July, 724 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. July wheat for 724, down 3 and a quarter. May corn, 727, down 6. July, 710 and 3 quarters, down 6 and a half. And September, 595 and 3 quarters, down 7, or rather 2 and a half. December, 566, down 2 and a half. May 2014, 581 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. May beans, 1443 and a quarter, down 5 and 3 quarters. July, 1419 and a quarter, down 6 and a quarter. August, 1374 and 3 quarters, down 6 and a half. September, 1305 and 3 quarters, down 6 and 3 quarters. November is 1268 and a quarter, down 7. May bean meal, 42070, down 220. July, 41440, down 250. May bean oil, 5042, unchanged. July, soybean oil, 5066, down a penny. April live cattle 126.17 and a half, down 25. June live cattle 121.60, down 40 cents. May feeder cattle 134.72 and a half, down 42 and a half. April live feeder cattle 138.10, down 20. April lean hogs 78.47 and a half, that's up 12 and a half. May 88.10, down 20. Joining me now for the look at the markets, Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What do you see in some of these numbers?
Well, I think we got a few things going on here this morning. One is just, you know, we've had a pretty decent little move higher here yesterday in beans and earlier in the week on corn, and we've gotten a little bit oversold. So I think overbought. And I think we've, you know, just kind of doing a little profit taking here this morning with some lower markets. That's one thing. We've got Informa that's coming out with their estimates for acreage about 10:30 this morning. And, of course, a week from yesterday, we have the big report where they report on stocks and acres. And I think everybody's just trying to kind of get positioned as we go into that next week and that report next Thursday.
What about some of the weather coming up and precipitation, even a small chance of snow in some of the areas?
Yeah, good question. I think it's kind of double-edged sword out west. I think we've got some wet, heavy snow in some areas that's going to come across. It's probably going to help the wheat out there. I think we've got some cold temperatures coming in some of the northern part of the southern plains, I guess I'd say. As you look out there too, which may not be good for the wheat that's already starting to come out of dormancy. And then, of course, for the central part of the United States, with around here, for example, in, you know, central U.S., colder than normal weather pretty much as far as you can look out here, which has some of the traders worried about maybe getting the crop in.
What's the next big thing you're looking out for, is the report, and beyond that in the next week or so?
Yeah. Beyond the report, I think we, you know, that's the time frame, too, that we're going to know, you know, 10 days out what kind of weather we're looking at, and I think that's the next thing that we start looking at is whether we can start getting the corn in the ground in a timely fashion. Kind of a mixed bag so far when you look at the areas that are supposed to be completed at this point. So,
anything else to add this morning?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you.
Take care. Bill Muir, Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Looking now at some of the live trade, May wheat, winter wheat at Kansas City, 757 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. September, 774, down 2 1/4. May wheat in Chicago, 725 1/4. That's down 3 1/2. May corn, 726 3/4, down 6 1/4. And July, 710 3/4, down 6 1/2. December, 566, down 2 1/2. May beans, 1443, down 6. And July, 1418 3/4, down 6 3/4. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901.